It is April 11th, 2014, UFF, UWF bargaining. I'm Brendan Kelly.
I'm Mike Vandenborn.
Anita Schoenberger.
Cindy Feria.
Tom Walsenbach.
Dean DeBolt.
John Fink.
Ryan Demian.
Edith Siskin.
Visiting Remy Goujon.
We have some new language for 11.3 on sustained performance evaluations, and we're doing some last minute wordsmithing this morning, and it still needs a little more. So, but we want to get this in your hands so you can start working on it so we can wordsmith it together.
Okay.
You'll see in 4 that there is a blank where the, well, you know, there's a blank where the dollar is, but it's written out. So
we had. Why don't we take that out?
No, that's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
We're on the record. We're being recorded. But we know what it is. The numbers here in 4 we hope to have for you by the end of the day.
Okay.
Not by the end of the day, but by the end of the session. We're just waiting for a phone call. Oh. And as soon as we get the phone call,
can we get that number? By the way,
yeah,
we'd like to call him.
Yeah, it's the governor. The
thank you.
Stop the execution.
The number area, the blank mask.
The degree of honor you had that could then kiss us all.
Thank you.
We try to, in B1, pick up your language and fix the language for the librarians, so the librarians are tied to the promotion.
Okay.
And we tried to do the same thing in 2. 3 are the 3 tiers, which is distinguished, satisfactory, and unsatisfactory. 4 is going to be the money. Mm-hmm. 5, I think, stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
6, 6 is the librarians. 7 is the application. I don't think there's anything there that's different. 8 is the discount. 9 is the on leaves. We took out what was 10 because it was redundant to 3. And we added some language on 10 because we talked last time about putting some structure into 10.
Okay.
So it's got a timeline, it's got who is involved in the process if a PIP is necessary, and what the PIP will be expected to accomplish.
And just quick on 8, yeah. on the percentage offset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were shaking your head.
Yeah, that shouldn't have been left in there because we had talked about last time taking that out.
Okay. Yeah. So is it, what were you just taking out 8 out completely? So there's no offset.
There should be no offset.
But okay, good.
What? For
a simple class, yeah, there's not a percentage.
We talked about the fact that since we have percentages and flat rates, it's kind of awkward to be able to do an offset.
Okay. You know, one of the things I feel like it's okay to kind of go forward with what we had just talked about as well. If the numbers are 5,000 and 2,000, right, 2,500, right, for the what we had talked about or thought about. It's basically the exact, it's very similar thing. It's mm-hmm. slightly more nuanced in that our the AAUP, these are just the Chronicle numbers that just came out this week for mm-hmm. our average salaries. And so it lists full professor at 94.5 and associate professor at 68.3 as the averages, right? So what we're thinking about is instead of just one set number is to maybe have a different amount because it relates to it's a diminishing return for a full professor, right? Like this the flat amount based on their base salary, right? So what we suggest is for full professors, the high rank would be $6,000, the satisfactory would be $3,000. For an associate professor, the distinguished would be $4,000, and for a satisfactory, it would be $2,000. Those both equate to approximately 3%, 6% for each of those, mm-hmm. right? And we talked about one incentivizing people mm-hmm. to go up through the ranks, and these percentages are in line with the percentages you guys had put for before the ballparks mm-hmm. of 2, 4, 6. So okay. so it's probably this about the same similar amounts of money, total amounts of money, but I think it's a little more nuanced in that way.
Hmm. Okay.
The other thing that we had talked about is on the rollout schedule, we're fine with using the what's already been established, right? What's already current. But we're considering maybe one additional caveat. We think about the scenario of a professor who has like 16 years of tenure. That's basically 3 SPE cycles. If they just received an SPE with no pay, it seems unfair to make them wait another 6 years to come up again for a potential increase, especially if they're going to be advanced in their careers and they have 18 years in tenure. So we've had some language in here that says if an associate professor or full professor has held tenure for at least 18 years and his or her next SPE is not scheduled until 2017, 2018, or after, he or she could have the option to request an SPE in 2015, 2016. Okay. And this would be a one-time, this is not a deal breaker, but it's something that we might consider.
I know that we've already had some exchange of information on where people, you know, are at in the bargaining unit, so I guess it would be easy to ascertain mm-hmm. how many people would potentially fall within that category. Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind just, I didn't catch all of it. What year they wouldn't be coming up for tenure again until?
It's written here, but it's okay. Like 27, 28.
So. Okay.
If it's not scheduled until after that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can we take a caucus on this?
Yeah, we'll review the performance improvement plan.
Are you giving this to us?
Brendan has one.
Yeah, I've got one. There.
Oh, one of these. Okay.
Next turn off the
call. Exhibit 2.
Yeah.
Yes,
that question you
had. Take over
right now.
Well, what are we back on?
On.
Okay. Thanks for the caucus. We think the idea of the tiers for full professor and associate professor is very intriguing to us, and we think it makes sense. We don't know how it might move the numbers. Mm-hmm. Looks to us like it could be okay. But we want to do a cost analysis on it.
Okay.
I take it the librarian and the associate librarian would just fall into those same categories?
Yes.
Librarian would be mm-hmm. with full?
Yes.
Okay.
I think when we looked at the number, I think it's just about the same amount, of somewhere around 50 to 60 for each of those ranks, for associate professor and full professor. Mm-hmm. So it's not. I don't see it as a disproportionate.
Good. Yeah. No.
On the other side.
We just have, it's new to us, and we're not able to get it done in this time frame. I started going through this, found a lot. That appendix is not A, because there already is an appendix A. We didn't, it's L.
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 Oh,
okay.
There should be an as after place in the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line. And at the end of that sentence, it should say in place at the time of the evaluation. We have to change in 3 the language, the attainment of unsatisfactory, because I don't think you really attain unsatisfactory.
Sure.
So like the
work for it, hard at it.
Like, I told Brendan, it's like I attained last place.
Yeah. Sure. Something like an evaluation of unsatisfactory.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was
evaluation.
Evaluation.
Yeah.
And like we said, 8 will come out altogether.
Okay. One of the things we noticed too is that if you look in the only other place in the full Article 11, mm-hmm. but in B, it defines the process. So this will need to be updated in 11.1B to match what we have here. Because right now in B, the language says every 7 years, and it says tenure or most recent promotion, mm-hmm. and it'll need to match in here.
Maybe
well.
We should just take it out. Do you think, or do we need it there? If we're going to have a full section on this.
Well, we have, you know, right now, here, look and see if I think is the process in both places? Is there a redundancy in there right now?
Well,
So.
We kind of need to study the whole thing.
Yeah, okay, you're right, Tom. We'll change that.
Okay. But we would, assuming that. Do you anticipate being able to get a phone call about the change in those numbers, or is that something we'll have to put off till
we're working on it now? I don't know that we would get it back before we need to be done today.
Okay. Well, we're meeting in a week.
Yeah.
It's next
week. We'll have it in a week.
Yeah.
Okay. For sure. And we'll clean this
next
up.
Next Thursday.
I know you didn't have that much time to look at this. Did you even get a copy, Steve?
No,
I handed him one.
It still needs to be added to the one I have.
Okay. I know there's a lot of language on these two pages, but is there something that you would bring to our attention as we go through our cleanup that you think not necessarily how something is stated, but the actual concept or procedure is something that you want us to revisit?
Well, just the only thing that we would add is just the thoughts about trying to acknowledge the senior faculty who've been here many years, and if their next SPE is not for another 6 years, if that's going to cause a lot of frustration for them.
Okay, we'll look at that and respond to that in a week too.
Mm-hmm. But everything else, I think we're on the same page with.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. It might help if you have time for our next session. It's just to write up the whole article, right?
Okay.
To
mm-hmm. makes sense.
To cut out the.
I know.
If possible.
I will do it.
I'm just okay because.
I have. Last Monday, I flew down to Miami for the day, and I came back last night. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you.
Where did you go there? The governor?
No.
Miami?
What's in Miami?
Bienvenido, Sammy.
I went down for a bargaining session for the city of Coral Gables.
Okay, okay.
And then they said, come back tomorrow and we'll go back into negotiations. And then they said, come back tomorrow and we'll go back to negotiations. And the next day I had to go to Fort Lauderdale and Broward Health. And I had to go the next day to Fort Lauderdale and Broward Health. And then I had to go to...
Turn it off.
No, you can not. I'm an open book.
Okay.
The then I had to stay for the city of Miami and then go back to the city of Coral Gables and then...
This includes Coconut Grove.
Yes.
Where they had yesterday the long article about the garbage incinerator and ashes under the playgrounds with arsenic.
Yeah.
I know these things.
See, that's what happens down there.
Yes, I work on that.
That's right, he's work.
You know, all the parks are closed.
Yes.
Wow.
Because they have cancers, they have all kind of good stuff there.
There was a bottling company at the mouth of the river that in Coconut Grove, Coral Gables, and they would spread their trash all over Coconut Grove.
It has arsenic in it.
And it had arsenic in it.
Thyroid cancer, I don't know what, other things.
Kids played in the parks.
They played in the parks, yeah.
Wow,
one last thing about Article 11. I don't think that it'll touch on it, but as you look over the whole article, maybe attention to whether or not, if we're putting forward the multi-year contracts for instructors and lecturers, if there's anything in there that might touch on like methods of evaluation or yearly evaluation or anything like that. I don't think it's a problem for the multi. The multi year, it's in a different one.
But I have time between now and next week to do this.
Okay.
I just haven't have time this week because they wouldn't let me leave town.
Okay.
And if something comes up, and if not, I think we would also be happy to work on just TAing that language in and of itself, and then incorporate it into the form.
Yeah, we turned this off. I'll tell you something that did happen to me, which is